side, you know, we're dealing with an organization that's going down, and we have to really look at, you know, what might be filtered through certain individuals and what might be controlled. And uncomfortable as it might be, I think we're doing greater service to all involved, including our audience members, by bringing all this to light.
We're done playing with bullies. I'm exposing everything, and I will send these words of the big drops to everyone. And you guys can post them and let them go out, because I'm not Jem, but Jem is smart, whoever they are, and they made a difference that's changing history.
Alzheimer's and dementia are the most misunderstood, cruelest, and costly of all diseases. Dementia starts 30 to 50 years before symptoms appear. Every 3 seconds, someone gets diagnosed. 10% at age 65, 25% at age 75, and 50% at age 85 will be diagnosed. But symptoms are reversible despite what conventional medicine will tell you. Research has conclusively shown that what you do or don't do in your middle years can greatly impact your risk of Alzheimer's. Make simple changes discussed in the free 26-page report available below. You will also be signed up for the free summit when you download this free report. You will learn the best foods, herbs, and supplements for brain health. And by following these, it will dramatically reduce the chance you'll end up with this devastating issue. Take action now before memory loss is irreversible.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. We are going to talk about Gaia Television. It looks like it's completely imploding on itself. There are emails that have went out. There's a employee movement called GEM that has started. They're trying to change or maybe even take down the company from within. There is the notion that the CEO and other leadership in the company are Luciferians. They're Satanists. They have lately been promoting the Luciferian agenda and Satanism in their shows over the last year, and it's been very disturbing to their top talent in the company. And so people are in lawsuits and they're resigning, and there's all sorts of things going on within the company. So I brought Laura Eisenhower and Patty Greer. They both had working relationships either with members of Gaia, talent that Gaia uses, shared stages with them, or, you know, when Patty Greer had a lot of problems working with Gaia Television. So they're going to come on and talk about what they believe is going on with inside the company. Patty's been getting a lot of emails directly from Jem. They picked her as someone to help get the word out, and they've also been sending it to other people around the world. We're not sure who else is getting this information. Laura Eisenhower, as you may know, is the great-granddaughter of President Dwight Eisenhower, who started the first space program, NASA, with the Germans during his presidency. Laura has had some inside information on a lot of things just through her childhood and her family connections. This interview is very insightful, both with Laura and Patty, because of their unique experiences with the company and the talent that works for Gaia. So let's get into this interview now with Laura Eisenhower and Patty Greer. Hi, Laura and Patty. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
It's a really interesting time. It looks like Gaia Television is imploding on itself. And I wanted to bring you two back because you two have different relationships with Gaia Television. I know, Laura, you're still working with them and have good relationships with certain people in the organization or who also work with them. And Patty, I think a lot of people know that you've had some pretty difficult situation that you've dealt with them. So you're both going to have a little bit different perspective on what's going down in the company. Who wants to start to give just kind of an overview of there's this employee movement, there's been emails flying around, resignations, I don't know. Could maybe, Laura, do you want to start and then we'll go with Patty?
Yeah, I might just kind of keep it short and not do the whole body of it and just let Patty jump in. I just want to set the record straight. I've never worked for Gaia TV. I've never been to Boulder, Colorado. I've never even watched more than one episode. I never even subscribed. But I do collaborate very often with Corey Good, David Wilcock, and I was at Contact in the Desert with Emery Smith, and we're going to be doing an event soon called Dimensions of Disclosure in August. I consider Corey especially to be a friend of mine. I feel into his sincerity, and I mean, and all that aside, you know, we're dealing with an organization that's going down, and we have to really look at, you know, what might be filtered through certain individuals and what might be controlled. And that's where, you know, all friendships aside, you know, we're here for full disclosure, not jumping around or skirting around the deeper issues. And as painful and uncomfortable as it might be, I think we're doing greater service to all involved, including our audience members, by bringing all this to light without being in a sort of smear campaign about it, respecting the different pathways that have been up against it without creating too many assumptions. And as I've known them well, and I've, you know, read the letter, you know, I kind of have mixed feelings because I get mixed messages. So I just want to pass it to Patty, but I just wanted to at least first kind of anchor and ground my standing relationship, which is that I don't have any connection with Gaia TV, but I do collaborate and I do have relationships with those that have been on the show. You know, obviously David and Corey and Emery. Emery, I'm just learning about and getting to know. I haven't met him except for just waving from afar. So it's more, you know, my relationship, you know, with David and Corey over the years.
Okay. Well, Patty, you want to take yours on, your viewpoint of what's going on?
Sure. And I would like to do a brief disclaimer in the beginning that this is the first time I've ever been nervous to go on the air because too much is happening that I know about. And I don't feel the need to hide anything anymore because that's how we're going to get to the punchline of all this. And the punchline of what we're going to talk about and why I'm really concerned, it's not just about the suppression of people's work, but a lot of people are getting hit at UFO events and really wounded by directed energy weapons. I personally was hit. I am still limping a year later today. So every single day, I notice, and it reminds me that one person chose to hit me with an energy weapon at a UFO event in the desert, and I was really hurt. I was completely paralyzed, but it's no longer about me. As soon as I went public, dozens of people wrote me and said, I too was hit at a UFO event this year, and I went to the hospital and blah, 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 blah. An hour ago, I got another one. I was hit at another event, and as I was driving home, I went unconscious. Somebody hit my car. It is rampant. Unfortunately, the people that I trusted to be my exclusive rights distributors are the Gaia TV clan, crew, company, corporation. And so I'm going to talk about what's going on now, which is a GEM movement. And I have nothing to do with creating GEM. I have not written anything GEM related. But for whatever reason, GEM has proven to me without a shadow of a doubt that they are real.
It's the Gaia employee movement, right?
The Gaia employee movement. Now, when they first went public, I don't know how many walls they posted it on, but they stuck one on one of my YouTube videos to get my attention. And then they stuck one on my Facebook to get my attention. And it related to a video I posted about probably being suppressed by Gaia. It's usually mentioned in my shows because the work I do, which is about crop circles, it did expose the fact that what we're dealing with is real plasma field technologies of the earth, creating crop circles. Nobody else has been able to take the crop circle science that far, but we're realizing that the people highly promoted are saying, look over there. They do not want you to realize that crop circles are real and that we have this incredible plasma technology to work with. But in my film, Crop Circle Diaries, it's pretty much me and Penny Kelly, who nobody had ever heard of, including myself. Penny Kelly was the real partner of the only scientist in the world, William Levengood, that proved crop circles are coming out of the earth in spinning plasma vortices. And she explains in the film that crop circle seeds are growing 30 to 400% more food and biofuel with almost twice the nutrition. Again, I'm only talking about it because this is a food technology that could save food for the planet. But then there's a moment in the film where she holds up her hands and says, what we learned is that if we work with the plasma field and we learn to manipulate, we can measure it, then we can reproduce it over here. So if I have a glass and there's milk in it, I can recreate it over here by knowing how to work with the plasma field. And then Penny Kelly says, looking into the camera, the only problem would be if, in fact, somebody, in case the technology gets into the wrong hands and they start counter-rotating the plasma vortices in a way that hurts humans, deletes matter, destroys things, stuff, plasma fields. What happened is that I live in the city where the Gaia Corporation is that's hiding my films. And I only say their name in a sentence that's a fact. I have four movies, my first four, that had just received six awards, including three Ebies, at the biggest UFO event in the world. And I trusted them with an exclusive rights contract for four films. They gave me pennies up front, but it was a few thousand dollars. And my movies went in their freezer within a year. Nobody will see my films through Gaia TV or Gaiam or the Gaia Foundation or all the different names that they have. But all these years, I've said, what's going on? Why, you know, and there's nobody home, nobody to talk to. And I didn't really get it until all of a sudden, GEM showed up, the Gaia Employee Movement. They're on my wall, they're on my YouTube, they're on my Facebook, and I'm like, wonder who this is, you know, really brave people that are working there inside to actually start talking about what's going on. And anybody can go look at reviews on Glassdoor. People hate what's going on, but nobody's talking about it. So all of a sudden, I copied the GEM posts, and bang, I get a letter. I get a letter from GEM. And they're like, hi, we're watching you. We're glad you're willing. And I'm like, who are you? How do I know you're real? I call Laura. I'm like, I mean, I didn't call you right away, but Laura and I are sisters in this whole disclosure exposure. She's the only one willing to go and still go to these events. You couldn't pay me because I got hit. And I've been hit three times. The last one was it for me. So what I have from the GEM people that kind of threw me into believing that they knew what they were talking about, was I said to them, who's hacking me? Do you know who's hacking me? That's what I want to know. And they were immediate. Every question I threw out, I had an answer in minutes. And I'm like, who am I talking to? Who is this? Are you a guy? Are you a girl? Who's GEM? Are you guys going to come forward? And everything is really cryptic. But after they told me very clearly, we're on the inside and they're hacking you, and they told me who it was, I'm happy to read this very much like our mutual lady friend, You Are Free TV. She read verbatim the letter. So I'm going to say it again. I am not a member of GEM. I did not write any of this. I'm not a member of Anonymous, but I know people in wonderfully high places. And I guess I know somebody in GEM. I just don't know who it is. And that's the God's honor truth. I have no idea who is sending me all these things or how many of us they're sending them to. But I know that they knew that I had really amazing friends like the two of you, and like all the other journalists that I work with. And we are a very big wheel of the few journalists that I personally trust. And everybody else has their circle. You guys are in mine. And there's about 10 of us. And so everything I get, every hack I tolerate, I've kind of shared it with you guys here and there. You know, I'll throw it on your wall. But I'm going to read verbatim what I've received first, just so I knew, oh, crap, they know what they're talking about. And then they gave me drops for three different days. I don't know how many people they gave it to. I don't know how many people in the world saw the drops, but they were very cryptic. And I pretty much did what I was told once they admitted to me in writing who's hacking me and why. Would you like to hear this?
Did you know Candida yeast overgrowth causes chronic fatigue, digestive issues, lack of focus, poor memory, skin issues, anxiety, depression, and much, much more? There's a free Candida Summit, which is airing July 9th through July 15th, and you will learn all of this, plus how to eliminate it. The link is below to sign up, so why not sign up? It's 100% free, and you will become much healthier by learning this valuable information.
I want to clear up one thing. It kind of all blew up just recently because David Wilcox sent an email, resignation email, to some leaders in the company. And I want you to clear that up. And then Corey Good's in a lawsuit against Gaia. And then you have all these internal Gaia employee movement, GEM, who are sending you all these drops, and they are just ready to, they're trying to get everybody to unsubscribe from Gaia. And it's just ballooning out of control for these people. And one of the things that is a theme that I'm seeing is the CEO of Gaia is a Luciferian. And he's becoming very bold at integrating it into the latest shows to the point where it's becoming obvious that's his agenda. And this is what David Wilcox said in his email, that I can no longer support you because now in the last 6 months, these shows are obviously supporting a Luciferian agenda, and that's not what I want to do. And it wasn't like that at the beginning.
Right.
So go ahead.
I was going to say the original contract, it looks like, was that there's going to be no religious overlays. And what I feel is the manipulation he said ever since 2018, that it started to get, you know, stronger and stronger and more obvious. The abuses became more obvious. And, you know, and then at the same time, you know, you've been a part of something for so long, you're almost entangled in it. You're starting to recognize it. And, you know, I really think that their hands were a bit tied. And it was through the GEM movement that really enabled them to kind of like break free finally. And so, I mean, when I say I don't follow Gaia TV, I have followed Corey and David's work, David more independently and Corey through like Michael Sala, like articles like that. But I tend to not, you know, read too much anyway, just to keep my own channel clear for my own presentations. But, you know, I really feel the sincerity. I know that neither one of them stands for Luciferianism and Satanism. And so I think all together, if we band together, we can call out those in the disclosure field that are in leadership positions that are representing that energy, because that's the very thing that we're all trying to disclose on the planet. And those that aren't, that are a part of that, are clearly going to be revealed. And you're not going to be, we're not in a time in this ascension window period where people can wear masks anymore. So I just trust that nature will lift those veils. And I have an idea of who those people will be, but I also give the benefit of the doubt to the ones that I think are fully, you know, on the side of, you know, what's good and what's right for the human race.
So there's a group with inside of Gaia who are Satanists or Luciferians. And then there's a group that are just like, oh my God, I'm here and I'm surrounded by Satanists and I don't like this, but I got to feed my family and I got to figure this out. And that's the GEM movement. And they're relying on you, Patty, because they know how screwed, lack of a better word, you were by them. I mean, they just really did a number on your films, on your body, on your physical nature. And they're like, we need to team up with her because she has courage and she's going out there and fighting them publicly now. Because you kind of took the gloves off and you just said, I'm going at it. And they saw that and they want to team with you. So can you talk about these drops? What are they sharing with you? And what is such a bombshell? Because I know you have information that nobody has heard yet.
The three drops were basically bashing the top guys and saying why, and I'm happy to read them. And the bottom line was very huge letter coming from a higher up in the company, in the actors. One of the top people, big letter coming, and he didn't say David Wilcox, she, whoever they are. I didn't get it if it was who it was, but then on the third day, I think I started finding out. But all of the letters talk about CEO freaking out. Everybody's acting nutty at the corporation. Everybody's in panic mode in the offices because they don't know who GEM is. I hope they still don't know who Jem is. But you know what's funny is I don't know the name of You Are Free TV. I don't know her name. I mean, I respect that people doing work this important. You're Sarah, you're Laura, I'm Patty, but my name isn't on anything anymore because I don't want to deal with anybody where I live, where I go. I drive a car in somebody else's name anymore. I mean, I'm just done being a part of this, but I am a part of really wanting to see things evolve. So when I said, I want evidence, I want to know you're really someone on the inside, not Jay Widener pulling my leg or somebody, a guy attesting me to see if you can get me to slander, because I don't. I just talk about facts and I post things that people give me after I take time working on discovering if it's true or not. And I really have asked Laura about the David thing before I could say yes, it was true, because David, Laura is respected by them. I had no idea until recently that, because Laura told me, that David and Corey actually watch my wall, that they actually care about my work. I didn't know that.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, I know that it's not a secret to them. I don't have anything that I can say publicly or that I would want to be said publicly about my personal conversations with them. But I do know that they're aware of your activism or whatever word you call it, as far as the things that you've been through. And I know that they have a lot of respect for the feminine, unlike maybe the organization they're a part of, because if they're going to call themselves Gaia TV and I'm, you know, got a website, Gaia Sophia, and all my work's about Gaia, why would they want nothing to do with me? So it's sort of a patriarchal construct that I don't feel David or Corey hold. So what I've been aware of, not so much recently, is that they know your stance, and just like Jem has in regards to Gaia. But I don't have any direct thing that I would want to even bring out as far as anything recent. And so, you know, all that has to kind of be kept under wraps because there's nothing substantial.
Okay. I mean, I just liked it that to know they respect what I'm doing.
I would
you
say
know, so. I think that kind of like all the smear campaigns, a lot of people would say, oh, Patty's bitter or Patty hates men, or, you know, they'll pull something else out of their hindquarters. But none of that is true. I live with a wonderful man. I love honest people. I just don't deal with the rest. So I want to get into dropping these words that they wrote, because this is, to me, is really important. I don't think anybody knows half of this. And I didn't write it. I'm not a member. This was sent to me because I was willing to participate once they told me this. We know all. We are on the inside. CEO and JW, Jay Widener, bragged. Call you names. Ridicule. Said they made you an offer. Sign NDA. Stop bashing Gaia. Get your videos back. True? False? So they wanted to know. When all comes out, you will agree. Don't have to like RM to agree, Regina. All will be revealed. The time has come. Article movement good. Should organize all Jem info. Linear, organized, concise, videos, images, media rich. Okay, so who can you trust? Who do you know? Articles will change many minds, many hearts. Voting with our wallets. What do you think, Jem? So I had to answer them because they wanted to know if I was really offered an easy out of my contract. So I wrote them very briefly. In December 2015, I hired John Burroughs' lawyer, Pat Fiskogna, to represent me. I offered Gaia $2,000 for my rights back to four films and to stop hacking me in my films. They replied they needed $2,143.24 rather than $2,000 for me. I told my lawyer, fine, get rid of him. He said, no, no, no. And then they stated that they would, quote, continue electronic monitoring me due to my defamatory statements about the company, which means they were going to continue hacking me. Plus, they wanted me to sign a lengthy gag order, which I'd love to post because it was insanely paranoid. Oh, my God, the gag order on if I wanted to get rid of them. I could never talk about pretty much everything, including the outfit I had on. So anyway, it was an easy no. I thanked and paid my lawyer, and he stated at the end that he had never, in his decades of law, worked with a group so creepy in all of his years. So They wrote, good to know, here we go. Jay Widener trolls your social media daily. Loves to bash you, hates women, many tales at Gaia, misogyny, hates women, closet S&M gay, internet history sickening, Gaia women despise, we are Gaia, one high up, witness much, made to do much, lives destroyed, all over CEO ego, hates women, no longer willing, risking everything, not a game, gem. And then they always post their change.org, please cancel your Gaia subscription. And then came alert, security alert, causing a slight change. Please post this Thursday. And so I don't know how many people they sent it to, but we all got instructions. And I shared it with all my people. Thursday, execs are circling the wagon, self-preservation mode, panic, taking steps, must expose gem, closing in, one possibly compromised, danger is real. And a lot of them are like all caps, you know, like some things are kind of like cryptically more important. Danger is real is all caps. Don't want David Letter going public. Few had access, handful of suspects. High ranking, access, required for gem not to be released, received, ignored, denied. David's letter equals change. Change coming, CEO equals Gaia, remove CEO. Gaia equals new company, co-workers worth saving. Co-workers equal light workers, light workers equal no fight. Fight, fight, fight. Corey fought CEO. CEO said, fuck Corey. CEO angry. Remove Corey from CD, which is Cosmic Disclosure. Corey is Cosmic Disclosure. Litigation next. David, Corey, Emery are Disclosure. CEO equals insert LARPers. CEO to discredit Corey. CEO to discredit Emery. After Emery info completed, CEO equals insert quote others. Others equal control of disclosure, deep state op. Steal Emery Corey testimony. Emery Corey fought CEO. Explosive meetings. CEO makes agreements. CEO broke agreements to Corey, Emery, David. CEO equals lies, lies, lies. Never equals truth. Emery stood tall. CEO equals no backbone. CEO equals must control disclosure. CEO equals must control community. CIA op. Denver Luciferian Coven equals CIA front. Deep state censorship of disclosure confirmed. Employees, talent, kept as slaves, unaware. Gaia CEO makes millions from David, Corey, Emery. Made reliant on CEO. Are those three unaware? They are awake now. Depth of evil hidden well. CEO equals reptile worshiper. Reptile energy. Your talent owned. Slaves must be freed. CEO equals owns research of talent. NDA. Restrictive contracts. End is near. David Letter release imminent. Cancel. Protest, letters to Gaia, letters to board, letters to shareholders, SEC already investigating. Drop order given. Drop, drop, drop. Fight, fight, fight. Gem. And then there's the link, change.org. Please cancel your Gaia subscription. And then they drop the letter.
And they drop the letter. That's the letter from David Wilcock.
Did they say not to share the letter? Did you read that? Oh, and then they said that it's important because it, I kind of heard both where it changed.
So the SEC, it never changed. The SEC is investigating them. Do we know that is confirmed?
All I know is I got these letters. That's all I know. And On the last day, I said, if this is Jordan or Justin, I'll be impressed. If this is, I mean, I went down the list of if this is, and I sent it to them, but they told me that after the drop of the letter, they're going dark. And they did. I haven't heard from them.
Okay. My question is it a they or is it an, you know, is it one person or is it a group? This is Jim.
They say they're 14 people, employees of Gaia. And what I know from a number of employees was that last year, a number of them went into the healing center and they were stripped naked and asked to turn slowly. And they had a doctor at the time named Ja Gottlieb, who unfortunately everybody I know in Boulder knew. And somebody said, oh my God, they hired him at Gaia. And he does acupuncture, but all of a sudden they fired him. And it was because the women started talking and they said, you're kidding, you strip for him too? And they were agreeing and learning that, yeah, they had all been told that he needed to see their spiritual energy and blockages.
Oh, yeah. And so he wanted to see them naked, and he's a creep. So, but they fired him to try to get themselves cleared. Now, are we seeing that that's kind of the general attitude of Gaia? I mean, they just don't respect women at all? Because that's what I'm hearing.
This is one of the reasons that people are angry. But if you go to Glassdoor and you read 25 reviews, almost everybody's angry except the person who's their little sweet hacker who's going, oh, they're so lovely and they're cupcakes and roses and sunshine. So the other 19 are like, you know, very consistent, but it's all about the top brass. My whole shtick has never been about David and Corey or Emery or Laura. I mean, Laura's not any part of it, but it's not about the people on stage. It's not about the people on their shows. Those people have nothing to do with what I'm dealing with here. So I want to go public with the answer from Jem that made me realize this is somebody really close on the inside, close to the owner and his head boy, Jay. And Jay Widener, I'm sure most people know who he is. He's a producer there, an old guy with gray hair. And he, interestingly enough, went public on my YouTube channel when I did a show with Randy Moggins. And Jay Widener, this is actually a public statement from Jay Widener, who appears to have a position at Gaia that's important and respectful. This is what he posted to the public. Poor Batty Patty, and this is the exclusive distributors of my films. Not only does she make terrible films, but she is a lousy business person. If she spent $30,000 per film for editing, then you got screwed in caps. If you tell insane shit about the company you are dealing with, then I think they have the right to shut you up. He said this on YouTube, in writing. You have to tell the truth, Batty Patty. You can't just make shit up like you are doing. Everyone, I am warning you to have nothing to do with Batty Patty. She will say anything, apparently. So this is Jay Widener on YouTube posting publicly some very classy moves, words, energy. So when I said to Jem, convince me that you're on the inside, I don't know who you are, here's what they wrote. CEO has non-Gaia spooks hack you, not from building. Many non-FDA toys, plugging in mind control tech from CERN. Contact, interview, major info, all caps. Expose, ready to spill all. And I wrote, how was Jay involved? And they wrote, Jay was not involved, not directly, only trolling you, reporting to CEO. CE follows up with spooks. Jay is reason, behavior, along with CEO, brought Jem together. Now, I don't know what that means. Jay is reason, behavior, along with CEO, brought Jem together. Harassment, bully, hates women, hashtag me too, sick, Jem. And then he went on, or she went on, that the CEO has agency assets, CEO has access, CEO panicking, all execs in panic mode, sending David's letter, arriving late in the day. Justice, Jem. And so I asked once more, is Jay involved? Did Jay write this letter? You know, this is Jay faking to be David. And they wrote, it was all David. JWJ, removed as producer of CD, Cosmic Disclosure, abusive. David and Corey will not work with him. 6 years of anger, abuse, vented. Had his say, kaboom, Gem. Now, this one was a little confidential, so I'm only going to read half of it, but I think it's really important. Women of Gaia, divine feminine, arisen. Gem going dark after letter. Drop, drop, drop. You deserve justice, targeted. Letter equals, and this is before the letter dropped. Letter equals, CEO testicles, squeeze, twist. PG, friendly with David, Corey Emery, question mark, yes, 3 exclamation marks. Enemy of my enemy, and here's what Jem is suggesting. Truce, we'll change everything, we'll get your work out, again, trust. And this is the one that made me a little uncomfortable, and I'm going to say it to the public. I didn't write any of this, but it came to me. Drop David letter at 3:33 p.m. Boom, boom, boom. Gem. So you can imagine, here I am. My man's like doing work somewhere else. I'm here at the house going, no, 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 no. This can't be real. It's, you know, this would be too easy. And then the letter came. And it came early, and they said, alert, danger, we're going to drop it now. And again, I'm going, how many people around the world are they sending this to? I don't know. But I couldn't read the letter alone, so I called a friend, one of you guys on my team, and I said, read it with me. I can't do this alone. And I was like shaking like I was before the show started, Sarah and Laura. I was actually really nervous because for me, this is huge. This isn't where they can say, oh, Patty hates men, or Patty's angry because they hit her first 4 films. What I just learned is that they have an agency of spooks hacking me for all these years. I don't have enemies. And the first hack in 2013, when my films hit PBS, they haven't stopped. So I don't know what it costs to hack what they've done, but I hope they got their money's worth, because for the women of today, we're like mirror, mirror on the wall. We're done playing with bullies. I'm exposing everything, and I will send these words of the big drops to everyone, and you guys can post them and let them go out, because I'm not Jem, but Jem is smart, whoever they are, and they made a difference that's changing history.
Are you having trouble losing weight? It could be due to insulin levels that are out of balance. Learn what fat-flushing food helps balance your insulin levels. It's basically a hormone that determines how much fat your body stores. Over 240,000 women have successfully melted unwanted fat off their body fast, faster than you would think possible, keeping it off for good. Learn how so many people have melted fat so quickly. Click the link below.